Shir Peches and Sukkot continue. Chof Yeri Toshim Malav, May 24, 1931, Sunday continue.
Hezek, the Maise Hezek, Don Al Yoko Agos, or Al Yoko Agonu, constitutes a new Maise Zele, a new Maise Zele. So the Mele, in the case of someone who guzzled a Matzah, Pesach, and then he needs the Matzah. So one man go back to Yerushalayim and says, the business why is not the kind of mitzvah of matzah, because in Avera mitzvah, that's one din of mitzvah of matzah. Namely, the aloche, that if the heft of the mitzvah has a shem levay of Avera, it has a shem gozo, he cannot be kind the mitzvah with that heft that has a shem levay of Avera. Then Rabbi Yisrael may a mitzvah Avera. That's another din. In other words, because if he gathered the matzah, so he was able to see. But then, when he eats it up, so it's not with shasi. If he eats it up, so it's not with shasi manage. According to the Nesibes, and we see from Moshe Rambam, Mr. Chaim mentions, that the Nesibes is right. The Tavro Shasi Mishal Dalek, because when he gathered, is mazik the Hefze, the Dom Ragozo, then it's a new, then it constitutes a new mazik. So at the time when he eats it up, so then there is a Maisa Avera of Zeila again. And what is the Maisa Mitzvah also that here? So that's another Aloha of Mitzvah Avon Avera. In other words, a Mitzvah Avera, a Maisa Avera cannot be the same identical act as the Maisa Mitzvah. So the Mele, he cannot be kind of mitzvah. So actually, now then the more, then the Omar Abile, Eile ha mitzvahs, im asiyosom ki mitzvosom e mitzvahs, vim lave no mitzvahs. So the Yerushalmi mentions a riot from the Tosik, that a mitzvah ave, now as far as the din of Lule Bagoza, let's say that he's not the kind of mitzvah, so the more he learns it out from the posse of Abis and goes on the Sapiseach and Sachere. So now that's the aloha that he, the hefter of the mitzvah, like the call, which is the hefter of the mitzvah, has a shem levay of Abir at the time of the Hegdesh, so mainly he cannot be the kind of mitzvah of call. That's one aloha. So that we learn out from the posse of Abis and goes on the Sapiseach and Sachere, goes on to the Sapiseach. Mashainke, the other aloha, that's the aloha of the Trabeir mentions in Yerushalmi, in Avera Mitzvah, if the Hefter of the Mitzvah is Shem Levayim Avera, so it negates the Kima Mitzvah. But then there is another Aloha that we learn out from Ela Mitzvahs, im Asuson ke Mitzvoson e Mitzvahs, vim Lavi e Mitzvahs, that there couldn't be a Maisa Mitzvah, the Maisa Avera, the identical Maisa. So let's say, if somebody gathers a Matzah and eats it up, so what is the Maisa Mitzvah? The Maisa Achille. And what is the Maisa Achille that starts in Shasye, that constitutes a new Maisa Zeila. So in other words, so we have a situation where the Maisa Mitzvah, the Maisa Achille, that's the Maisa Mitzvah, is the identical act as the Maisa Vera. Because with the Achille, he repeats the Maisa Zeila again. Tavro Shasye Mishalom Dalet. So that's the Aloha, that you cannot, the Maisa Mitzvah and the Maisa Avera cannot be the identical Maisa. The identical Maisa. Now, in the case when someone is meeting Matzah, Rosh Hashanah, Pesach night, if it's Friday night, so it's also simultaneous. The Maisa Avera is simultaneous with the Maisa Mitzvah. But there, the Maisa Avera does not consist of the Achille. It consists of the Itzoy. But we all say, Zuyan Chosek. But the Maisa Avera does not consist of the Achille. The Maisa Avera consists of the Hanoche. It just happens that the Hanoche took place in the Rosh Hashanah. But the Maisa Mitzvah does not consist of the Hanoche in the Rosh Hashanah. The Maisa Mitzvah consists of the Maisa Achille. So, but it happens that it's simultaneous. That the Maisa Avera of Meitzid Al-Rabbis Rosh Hashanah or Meitzid Yishtayochim Rosh Hashanah was simultaneous with the Maisa Mitzvah. But it's not the identical act. The Maisa Mitzvah consists, is constituted by the Achille. The Maisa Avera is constituted by the Maisa Itzoy. But they have to be simultaneous. But it's not the identical mindset. So the male is Yetzer. Mas he came in Figaro's mindset. And he eats it Pesach night. So then the eating of the Matzah Zulo constitutes a new Maisek Zilah. So what is the Maisek Zilah? The Maisek Zilah consists of the Achilah. And what is the Maisek Mitzvah? Also of the Achilah. So there is a loche of a Mitzvah. So the Mele is the Shayach to say that when the Rambam, look at the Roshan of the Rambam in the Peirush HaMishnah again. Mitzvah avo ba'aveira ina mitzvah. Ulefichoch ule magozlo b'shal asheiro b'shal ira l'dachas posk. Vizu asheiro yishevie olim lazeh neva. Vei vizbor uchiduke ilu asheir izba b'zor. Ufo yodato omri yizborach lo yudobe b'yot chom ule melachim. Now, in regard, Teisa says that regabi ule b'shal asheiro, so we can't apply the concept of Mitzvah Maria. Why? Because there is no connection between the Avere and the Mitzvah. When can we apply the Aloha of Mitzvah Avere? Only when there is a connection. When the Avere is the cause of the Maisa Mitzvah. Without the Avere, it wouldn't be possible to do the Mitzvah. Let's say, who about us? Mashiach came by Ruach Shalashiko. So it happens that palm tree, when it was planted with Shema Pizor. But this, there is no cause and effect relationship between the Aveire done by the Gabriel when he planted the palm tree with Shema Pizor and the availability of the Lule of that palm tree for the Mitzvah. Because suppose it hadn't been planted Shema Pizor, so the same Lule would have been available to him. So, maybe we don't say Mitzvah Maveira, but the Rambam mentions the Deen of Mitzvah Maveira. Now, so what does it mean that according to the Rambam, even if there is no connection between the Aveira and the Mitzvah, we still apply the Aloha Mitzvah Maveira? So then, we'll have to come to the conclusion that if Shimon gazel Esrik from Ruben, and then Ruben would come to Shimon's house and pick up the Esrik without recovering the Esrik, Ruben wouldn't be Yetzer. It's not established that Ruben, the Bayim of the Esrik, should not be able to be Yetzer the Mitzvah's Esrik just because Shimon gazel it. So we would say that Ruben is able to be in kind of Mitzvah because only Shimon cannot be in kind of Mitzvah, because relative to Shimon, so there is a connection. There is a cause and effect relationship between the Aveira and the possibility of the Maisa Mitzvah. But relative to Ruben, there is no cause and effect relationship, there is no connection. So, it's established that the Rambam would agree with that. So how is it that the Rambam says that Ruben Magozul Shalashiro Mishalandachas is Ruben Shalashiro Mishalandachas is possible because of Mitzvah Aveira, but there is no cause and effect relationship. So, I think that the Rambam here is applying two separate concepts of Mitzvah Aveira. We see from this Yerushalmi, there is one din of Mitzvah Aveira that Rabbi Yehuda mentions, in Aveira Mitzvah. That implies that if the effect of the Mitzvah has a Shem Levayev Aveira, so he cannot be any kind of Mitzvah. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, mentions another concept of Aveira, not in a different concept of Aveira. A Mitzvah Aveira that is deduced not from the Posik, of Abayzim Gozo Esapiseyach Esachere. But from Eilah Mitzvahs, in other words, that the same identical act of Maisa Mitzvah, Maisa Avere, cannot be. In other words, if the Maisa Mitzvah consists of the same identical act as the Maisa Avere, so he cannot be kind of Mitzvah. So by Matzeh Zulo, when he eats it, so it's a new Maisek Zele. So in Mele, he is, and what is the Maisa Mitzvah? Also the Achilah. So he cannot be kind of Mitzvah. Now, insofar as Matzeh Zulo is concerned, so there we can apply both concepts of Mitzvah Maveira. But insofar as Ulef Shalashim or Shalim Dachas is concerned, now, there is a lot, the Rambam emphasizes that there is the love of the Dobi Biotcho Miumo Minachere. Now, Cheren has reference to Avnizore, because Avnizore has a Shem Cheren, Voyisa Cheren Kameyush. So I saw Shempire, and Yiramidachas. Yiramidachas, the Shlaw, Yiramidachas also has a Shempire. When we got the Biotro, we will not hear. So, if, and then, the, I mentioned several times that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. Now, there is a love for Nenem Abizore. What is the love for Nenem Abizore? Tula. So that implies in Nisiah not to be married from Abizore or from Yamidachas, and also the love of Nisot in Teiwal Bisah. So the Rambam mentions that if somebody is Nenem Abizore, he's able to go with love, Nisot in Teiwal Bisah, and we don't be Yotom Munachir. What's about Nene from Tashmish Abizore? What's about Nene from Tikhredis Abizore? So the Rambam says that the same love of Udabi Yotum Nachimem and Mishamtiru Bisecho that applies to Abin Zore itself, applies to Mishamti Abin Zore, Tashmish Abin Zore, and to Tikhredis Abin Zore. The Rambam says no. The love of Mishamti Tikhredis Abin Zore and Udabi Yotum Nachimem applies only to Abin Zore itself. Tikhredis Abin Zore, the Nisel of Binen, and from Tikhredis Abin Zore is implicit in the posse. So according to the Rambam, it has reference to Shkita Sinitzikhovi. According to the Rambam, it doesn't have reference to Shkita Sinitzikhovi. But it is a result. And where is the Isaiah mentioned not to be named from Tashmisha Mizore? So that's the posik, the Rambam says, the Sibra Mitzvah, the posik of Nisachmi Kesev Mizore. That means the tzipunim, the decorations, the ornaments that the Yidikachotim put on the Abizor. So that's Tashmish Abizor. But the love of the Sovitevo Gisecho only applies, the love of the Sovitevo Gisecho, according to Rambam, only applies to Abizor itself, not to Tashmish Abizor, not to Tikrenz Abizor. Now, the Mishnah Abizor says, the Mishnah Abizor says that even though it's mutter, even though it's mutter to be masked in Chutz Lorenz, it binds when it's Yehovim, but nothing is there. Nothing is there. To rent out, for a Jew to rent out to the Yehovim, who is an enemy of the Lily, to a Bezdire is also. Why? Because she macht die schon aber die Sorge, and needs to have this oil, and they are the Sorge, they don't sell. If he sells a house in Chutz Lorenz, then it's not also. Because if he sells it, so it's not, he's vice. But if he rents it out, so the male title remains vested in the maskia, and the tenant will bring the Abizor into the house, so the male it's also for the Israel to be maskier a house, even in Chutz Lorenz, maybe for, because of the Sovitei Ubisecho. So we see that the love of the Sovitei Ubisecho implies two Israel. First of all, it implies a Nisa not to be in any family. And then it also implies a Nisa not to keep it in my house. Now, so it's established that if the Israel, by renting out the house to the Yehovim, when he knows that the Yehovim will bring the Israel into the house, so he'll be either the love, he'll be either the love of the Sovitei Ubisecho or Slachas Kamo Bechamo, if the Israel will just take and absorb into his hand. He'll certainly be either the love of the Sovitei Ubisecho, because the Yad is not the Ruach and the Pais. If by renting out the Yehovim, so the Israel doesn't do anything. Then the Yehovim, the tenant, he is the one who brings that Israel into the Israel's house. So the male of the Israel is Eivir, Allah has come and Mechamo, he takes that Mizor in his hands. So he'll be able to love of the son of Teo Besecho and the love of the Ibabi Beyotro Mubnachir. According to the Rambam, that the love of the son of Teo Besecho applies only to Abizor itself. And to Abizor itself, not to Tikhrevis Abizor, not to Tashmish Abizor. So according to the Ramban, only if one takes the Abizor into his hand, he's in the love of the Yidom Yotom Nachir. But if somebody will take Tashmish Abizor in his hand, or Tikhrevis Abizor in his hand, he will not be able. But according to the Ramban, זה דלאב אופי סובידאים בסך, אין דלאב אופי דבי ביות חמור מן אחר. דלאב אופי דבי ביות חמור מן אחר. implies that not, it covers not only Abizor, but Ashvish Abizor also. So just as in regard to the Yisrael Oyer from Abizor. So according to the Rambam, it covers, it implies Yisrael Oyer from Abizor and from Tashvish Abizor and from the Kreis Abizor. So in respect to the Yisrael that is implicit in this posik, as the Mishnah Abizor mentions, or in this posik of Yisrael Oyer, we don't go to Nachere. So if he's there, by renting it out to the Rechavim, where he doesn't actively put it in his shoes, Allah has come with Hamo if he puts it in his shoes, or if he puts it in his hand. So it's mamish when you don't be your Tomo Munachere. So he's even allowed, even if he just puts in his hand, Tashvish Abizor. Now, what is Ashero? Lulevsho Ashero, that's not Abizor. That the tree is not the thing, it is not the idol that is being worshipped. It's like Tashmish Abizor. In other words, it's planted. Lishem Abizor. So that's Tashmish Abizor. Now, according to the Rambam Shite, that the love of Lisovitel Bisach and Lidomidot from Nahir covers not only Abizor itself, but Tashmish Abizor as well. Tashmish Abizor as well. So the Mele, when somebody will take a Lulev Shalashel, so with the Nitile, what is the Maisam Mitzvah? The Nitilas Amulet. Ulkachtelachem, Vayim Morishim. So the Nitilas, the taking it into the hand, that's the Maisam Mitzvah. But it also constitutes a Maisam Vele of the Yidomim B'yot Chumum Menachirem. According to Ramban, it doesn't involve any Maisam Vele. Because the Yidomim B'yot Chumum Menachirem has reference only to the Avizor itself, not to Tashmish Avizor. Lulev Shel Hashem, that's Tashmish Avizor. It's not the idol that is being worshipped by the Yidomim. But according to the Rambam, so the love of the Yidomim B'yot Chumum covers Tashmish Avizor as well. So the Mele, the other din of Mitzvah Avonavere, that the Yerushalmi mentioned, of the Mitzvah Avere, is the same identical Maiseh that constitutes the Maiseh Mitzvah, also counts in Maiseh Avere. What's the Maiseh Mitzvah? The Lichichas Avodah. Take it there. What's the Maisavere? Loidomi Yotom Nahire. That's why the Rambam spells out the love of Loidomi Uchvo Omre Yizbo Uchvo Yodate Omre Yizbora Loidomi Yotom Nahire. Why does he have to mention that? How is it that Ligabe Lulabagozel, he doesn't say Uchvo Omre Yizbora Loisitz, because Ligabe Lulabagozel, we don't have to resort to it. So then we can apply the other din of in Avera Mitzvah. Since the Lulev HaGozel, the Chepetz of the Mitzvah, the Shem Levayo Avera, there is a stigma attached to the Chepetz of the Mitzvah, so the Mele, he cannot be mekayim the Mitzvah of Lulev. Mashem ke ligabe Lulev Shel Hashemo. So first of all, it's not only mentioned Lulev Shel Hashemo, it's also mentioned Lulev Shel Ramdachas. Now, so there is a stigma. Like what? There is a stigma. But Lulev Shalim Ramdachas, what kind of a stigma is that? A Ramdachas, Lalu Ramdachas, requires Bio, Sreif, Tisribesh, and Shlalu Ramdachas requires Sreif, even if it is the Shlalu of the Tzadikim. Even the property, the assets that belong to the Tzadikim of the city that was declared as a Ramdachas. So is also requires Sreife. So what kind of Hashem Levayo Avere is how on the Lulev Shel Hashem? Lulev Shel Avizor, I understand, it has a stigma, it has a Shem Avizor. But Lulev Shel Hashem, it might belong to a Tzadik Gomor, that Lulev. But Aloha is, it requires Sreife. So what kind of a stigma, what kind of Hashem Levayo Avere is how on the Lulev Shel Hashem? But then the other time, the teacher says we can only apply the local principle of Avera if there is a cause and effect relationship. If the Maisa Avera is the cause of the mitzvah, like Lulev HaGozel, Mashrim Kinashelo, so there is There is no relationship, no connection between the Aveira done by the Gavre in planting the tree, the palm tree, Lisheva Mizore, and the availability of the Lulev as a Heftar Mitzvah. So, why do we say that it's possible because of its Abu Aveira? So the Rambam here emphasizes, in connection with Lulev Shel Ashiro Shel Nachas, Uchvo Yodato, Omri Yisborah, So, why does he emphasize that? In other words, here is the other din of Mitzvah Aveira. The din of a Mitzvah Aveira. Because, in other words, if the same Maise that constitutes a Maise Mitzvah, if it constitutes the Maise Aveira, if it's the same Maise, so then it cannot be kind of Mitzvah. Here it's also the identical Maise. Because the Maisa Mitzvah consists of the Nitile, and the Maisa Bele also consists. I saw that the Svasemes and Suke, so he has a kashi. He doesn't mention Machlekes, the Rambam and Rambam, as to whether the law of the Sovietic Obisech or Dominic from Nahire applies only to the Mizor itself, or it covers even Tashmisha Mizor, that he doesn't mention. But he takes it for granted that the love of Yidobi B'yotchomun and Acheren and Mizor Tiro Bisecho applies not only to Abizor itself, but to Tashmish Abizor also. So he has the kashe, how can he take a Lulev apart from the Aloha of Tuzelach Teshuah? Tesis mentions it and explains it on the basis of Tuzelach Teshuah. So he says, from the more it appears, and according to Tesis, that without Tuzelach Teshuah, so it would be all right to take a Lulev Shel Ashiro, Vishali Ramidachas, for the Mitzvah. So he says, but how should it be allowed? After all, there is a lot of Yidobi B'yotchom Umun Achilem, and the Mishnah in Abizor says that Akmokim She'omru She'rashoy L'haski Ratzei L'chutz L'oret Goyim B'zlirom Mipni She'mach Liso Shem Abizor V'ova Al Nisom Tehne B'secho. So then he says, from this is mashma that when is there a lot of Nisom Tehne B'secho, which implies that even if the person himself doesn't bring it into his house, but he rents out the house for the Mitkhovim, and then the Mitkhovim brings into his house, into the house in which he has title. So the Balabais, the Maskir, is able to answer to the Sechor, only if the Mitkhovim brings the Abizor into the house for the purpose of accommodating Abizor. For accommodating Abizor, like the Mitkhovim, so when they bring an Abizor, so it's for the purpose of accommodating the Abizor. If somebody will take an Abizor in his hand, not for the purpose of accommodating the Abizor, but let's say for the purpose of being the kind of Mitzvah of Lulev, so then there is no Yisair of Yidobi B'yotchom Nachir. That's what the Svasemes says. Because the Svasemes was bothered. How is it that according to cases, so the whole reason is why Lulev Shel Ashiro and Shel Ramdachas cannot be used is because of Tuzelach Teshuah. And without the time of Tuzelach Teshuah, it would be alright to use the Lulev Shel Ashiro for the mitzvah of Lulev, but it should be also because of the law of Lulev Shel Ashiro. So the Shasem says, from this it's a riot that the love of the Dovid Machirem, one is able only if he brings it into his rishus or into his hand for the purpose of being Muhammad Abizor, of accommodating Abizor. But if he takes it for some other reason, not for the purpose of accommodating Abizor, so he's not able. That's a big chiddush. But according to the Rambam, so we can say, this is the type of Mitzvah Abu Aveira that the Rambam means. It's not the first din of Mitzvah Abu Aveira that Yerushalmi mentions in Aveira Mitzvah, but it means the other din of Mitzvah Abu Aveira, of a Mitzvah Aveira. So now, we can understand this discussion. When Teisa says, So So why do we have to resolve any special dosa kosu? That matzah shel tevel is not yitzeh. Let it not be yitzeh because of this adon abiyah. Now, if there is only one aloha of this adon abiyah, the aloha of din abiyah mitzvah, that if the chefetz of the mitzvah has a shem ribayo labeyo, has a shem ribayo labeyo, so then, it cannot be used as a chefetz of mitzvah. So that shayach l'kavi gozo. So there is a stigma attached to a rule about gozo. It has a shem gozo. It has a shem ribayo labeyo. But can we say matzah shel tevel has a shem ribayo labeyo? First of all, the Rambam Goro says that all Yisurim are not Yisachepzes. The only Yisra that is in Yisachepze is Neder, because he has the Chepz. And all other Yisurim, the Rambam says, in Goyim, are not Yisachepze. True, it has a Shem Yisra, of course. Tevo, Nevele, Treve, has a Shem Yisra. But it's not the Chepz, also. The Gavre is not allowed to eat the Vele. So, but the Rambam says so. So in Mele, if let's say Tevel had been an Yisachepze, so then maybe we could apply the concept of Mitzah Adon Avere, even if it is an Yisachepze. Even if only Surim had been an Yisachepze, the Rambam says that only Surim are an Yisachepze, not an Yisachepze. But even if it had been an Yisachepze, I don't think that we could say that it had a Shem Yivayim Avere just because there is an Yisachepze not allowed here. Shem Yivayim Avere means there is a stigma attached. But let's say, Tevel, what's it? There is no stigma attached to Tevel. Tevel is also Bachile. It's not like Gozel. Gozel has a Shem Yivayim Avere. Abrizore has a Shem Yivayim Avere, there is a stigma attached. But Tevel, just because one is not allowed to eat Tevel, that doesn't mean that the Tevel has a Shem Yivayim Avere, that there is a stigma attached. But the whole apoches, if we were to assume that Tevel is a Yisachepze, so maybe we could apply the concept of Mitzvah Bom Avere, of a Navere Mitzvah, it has a Shem Yivayim Avere, because it has a Shem Yisya, the Chepze Yisya. But the Rambam says that only Yisurim are like Shue, it's a Yisagavre, it's not a Yisachepze. So if it's only a Yisagavre, it's not a Yisachepze, how could we apply the Aloche of Mitzvah Bom Avere? But Tetzves means the other din of Mitzvah Bom Avere. Tetzves means the other din of Mitzvah Bom Avere. Tetzves means that the din that the Trabezi in Yerushalayim mentions, a Mitzvah Avere, if it's the same act that constitutes the Maaseh Mitzvah, also constitutes the Maaseh Avere, so it cannot be a kind of Mitzvah. A Mitzvah Avere. A Maaseh Mitzvah cannot be the same act as the Maaseh Avere. So, Memele, Tevel, so, if he eats Matzah shel Tevel, what is the Maaseh Mitzvah? The Maaseh Achila. What is the Maaseh Avere? The Maaseh Achila of Tevel. So it's the same egg. So Memele, without his special Zeras HaKosov, that in order to eat the Matzah shel Tevel, he should not be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah, Verafech Matzah, with the Matzah shel Tevel, because of the Aloche of the Mitzvah Avere. That's why Tesla says, but this doesn't mean the din of Mitzvah Avere like Lule Bagozo. And the reason as to why Tesves says that Lule Shlashero is not possible on the score of Mitzvah Avere, as far as Mitzvah Avere, but let it. So why does Tesves say, that it cannot be possible on the score of Mitzvah Avere? Because there is no connection, there is no cause and effect relationship. But let it be possible on the score of the other din of Mitzvah Avere, of a Mitzvah Avere. The answer is because Tesves is chilek on the Rambam, and the Rambam shita is that the love of Misovitei of Pisacho applies not only to Avizor itself; it applies to Tashmish Avizor, all and chilek Avizor. But Tesis can agree with the Rambam that the love of the Sovereign will be Sechon David of Nachirem applies only to the Abizor itself. Gulev Shal Hashemo, that's not Abizor, that's Tashmish Abizor. Or, in Tesis, we can say what the Svasenda says, that perhaps according to Tesis, the love of the David Yotom Nimon Nachirem, the love of the David Yotom Nachirem applies only it applies only to bringing it into one's issues for the purpose of being the Haned Avizora, the Tamed Avizora, like the Avizora that the Mishnah Avizora mentions. In other words, when the Chodim is machmis it for the purpose of the Tzirach Avizora, but when somebody puts in his house an Avizora, not for the Tzirach Avizora, but for some other purpose, so that is not either. Anyway, so that's why. So you only have to consider the first din of this Adam Avere. Shall we buy Avere? So as you said, there's no Isvachaya, since there is no cause and effect relationship. Now, let's see. So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh, mentions mitzvah bom avera in mitzvah ulifich ochule v'agozu v'shal asher o v'shal nidachas pos v'zu asher o yishin yoyu o nazeh neva ve'id yispo v'uchim keu v'asher eris v'abuzor uchbo yodate omri yisborach v'lo yudobe v'yotchom v'yumo min acher v'yumo min acher. Now, from this Roshim of the Rambam Pirshan Mishneh, it's mashma ויזו אשרו כי שיהיו יהיו נעזה נאבה. This is not so. I mean, of course, the love of the din of Asherah, so would apply even to a tree that is itself worship, but it does not necessarily have to be worship, even if it was not worship. But suppose they be hoping to plant certain trees to the Avizora. The Avizora consists of something else, but they dedicate trees and they plant the trees Mishim Avizora. So then it's not that the Rambam mentions Vizu Ashero Hi Shini O Yu Azenevat. Wait, after never. I have a guess that the word that the Rambam used in Arabic, I mean, was the kind of word that could apply to the Avizora and to the Shmish Avizora. That's why the one who translated, Tim, when he translated, Vizu Ashero Yishini Laila Zeneva, so he translated Neva. But in order to be affected with the Issa of Ashero, it does not have to be Neva, even if it was just planted. Even if it was just planted, in order to dedicate it to Shema Mizore, even though it's not the thing, the idol itself, that is being worshipped, so it's still affected with the Yisrael Hashem. So, now the question arises this. The Rambam, in explaining the Mishnah, Lulem HaGozul V'ayom Yishiposu. So he says, Mitzvah Bodavir. Now, we have the Machlekes in the Gemara. So, the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, says, Koposik V'ton Eloishin Yom Tepishin Eloishin Yom Tepishin. So Bishlay me yo bishon in the letter but Bishlay on Bishin just go ahead show ahead el bin Bishin na my roi o mar bin Bishin shna khoi shna u sagave so according to Rabbi Yechan and Bishin Bishin na khoi when the Mishnah says u ma gozu isha shi o shon da khas is poso it is reference not only to Yom Tefrishin it is reference to the Bishin yos and then Rabame also said the same. Omar Rabame Yovish Posul Mishin Hodo, Gozul Posul Mishin Dehavele, Mitzabo Mavi. But then there is another man Doma, Shmuel, Lili Derek Yitzro, Doma Rezmachmeini, Omar Shmuel, Lo Yishon Lo Lo Biyom Tefrish, Aro Biyom Tefsheini, Yitir Shein Yitzit Yishou, Yitzin Namu, because so Shmuel is Chelikam on Rabame and on Rabbi Yechen. Where is according to Rabame and Rabbi Yechen? According to Rabbanu Rabbi Yechon. So when the Mishnah says, Lulev HaGozul V'ayom Yishiposu, it has reference Bein to Yom Tefrish and Bein to Yom Tefsheini, according to Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Nachmei Mishim Shmuel, it has reference only to Yom Tefrish. Yom Tefsheini, not. Now, how do we pass? Do we pass like Rabbi Yechon Mishim Hashim Yechoi, or we pass like Shmuel? So all the Mishnah, we discussed it already. All the Mishnah, most Mishnah, say that Aloche is like Rabbi Yechon Mishim Hashim Yechoi. The Baal says no. The Aloche is like Shmuel. Now, so from this Rambam, it's Mashma. How is it Mashma from this Rambam? That he agrees with the Baal Moya, or he agrees with other Mishnah? He says, because according to Baal Moya, so we pass like Shmuel. That there is no, that when the Mishnah says Ulebagotli is possible, only on the fish is possible. But on the Psheini it's not possible. Why? Because Shmuel also, the Amoya explains, because Shmuel is chilik on the whole concept of his Amoya. He's chilik on the whole thing. Now, so, the other Psheini say that we pass like a Birchim Shmuel Shim Nehoi. So, the Birchim Shmuel Shim Nehoi and Ramana say that the Mishnah has reference not only to the Phrishim, but to the Psheini also. How is it mashma from the Persian Mishnah? Since the Rambam says, Mitzvah Boba Vera in the Mitzvah, in explaining the Mishnah of Lagot Vayodesh. So he explained it on the basis of Mitzvah Avon Avere. So obviously the Rambam has referenced the Yodav Sheni, because if the Rambam has referenced the Yodav Rishi, why does he have to resort to Lulav Agotu to the town in connection with Lulav Agotu to the town of Mitzvah Avon Avere? On the basis of Lachem, Mishnah Lachem, he cannot be it. So it seems the Rambam explains the deal of the Mishnah of Lulav Agotu possible. On the basis of Mitzvah Avon Avere, so it's mashma that the Rambam is referencing Yodav Sheni, because Yodav Rishni we don't have to resort to Mitzvah Avon Avere because of Lachem, even Shom is possible. So it's a raya from the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh that the Rambam does not agree with the Shita of the Rambam, that he agrees that he passes like Avichim Shmuel Shini Yehoyin, like Rabame, that when the Mishneh says Lulav Agotu, by Yomish Posel, it has reference not only to Yontev Rishin, but it has reference to Yontev Sheini also. Not like Shmuel. But let's see how the Rambam passes in Yor Hazor. Whether he passes like Eichelet, Mishim Rabshim Bebechoi, or the Rambam passes like Shmuel. Perikhes, Miluches Ulef, Allah Ha'ad, ארבעס מילים מועל שאימו להם בהודס והרובה ביסרי שאו יויחד מהם יומי של גוזלו וגונד אפילו לאחד יוש או שאימו להם מאשר רע לבדס אף על פי שבוט לא יאשר לא מלאות so here the Rambam again emphasizes the Vedas alright או ישהויו now if it's the Vedas so the Rambam we don't have to move in a chair and certain replies but we still can say thesis that he agrees with what the Svasena says, that the love of Le'idobi B'yot from a woman Acherem, Le'idobi B'yot from a woman Acherem, applies only to a case where you keep it in your shoes, Mitzirach HaVizor, or Mitzirach HaShmish HaVizor, but not if you keep it in your hand or in your house, Mitzirach HaVizor. Oy Shohoyo Shil Ramidachas HaVizepot. Hoyo Ech, so he said, then he said, oh, this he mentions in Perikhes, Milchesmule, Balochal. So he said, Avoa Abbas Minu Eru, Shein Mule Vehodes Vearobo Veesrik, Shoy Echot Men Yobi, Shoy Gosu Oigonu, Afilu Lachayu, Oy Shehiye Me Ashiru Anubedes, Ava Pishe Botle Ashiru Meloobdo, Oy Shoy Oshol Adachas Arizim Posto. Then, in Alochetes, he says, Kol Eru Shel Malmu, Shein Psu, Mipne Mumim Shebiarmu, Oy Mipne Gezlu Gneivo Biyom Tefrishi Dovat, אבל ביום תפשני, אם שור היומים, חצו קושי. So how does he pass it? Like Shmuel. He says that Gozo and Yovish is only possible ביום תפשני. ביום תפשני is kosher. That's not like her. And like Rabbi Yechim, Shmuel, Shmuel, Yechoyim, that's like Shmuel. The Raide is Masi, come on, Avom in Hakeil. Made him because of Yovish. Shem Psum, Mishim Hivu. Elo Gozo, Havu, Mitzah, Bo'avei, and Yovish, Mishim Kimes. Yerushal. So now when the Rambam is Masik and he says that Gozul and Yovich is possibly on the chain also. But Rambam says that Gozul and Yovich is possible only beyond the fish, but beyond the chain, it's not possible. That's like Shmuel. That's not like Rabbi Yechim Yechoyim. So now it's from the Rambam Yor Hazoko says that Aloch is like Shmuel. But from the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh, from the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh it appears that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechim Shmuel Yechoyim. because he explains the Mishnah on the basis of Mitzvah Ma'aveira according to Shmuel. So the Mishnah of Lume Bagochel has reference only to Yom Tefrishe. So there it's possible not because of Mitzvah Ma'aveira, but it's possible because it's not Lochem. So there is a skill between the Rambam Zak, Yom HaZoko, and the Rambam Zak Mishnah. So Kapach in his translation, in his Akoyes, and his translation in the Pirush HaMishneh, so he mentioned the spirit. I think that there is no spirit between the Rambam Pesach in the Hazoko and the Rambam Pesach in the Pirush HaMishneh, because we saw that there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Rambam, or between Teisves and the Ritva. The Teisves Shite, Teisves and Rashi Shite means that when the Gemara says Koposi Bitone, Loishnev Yom Tevrishi, the Loishnev Yom Tevsheini, so the Gemara has reference according to Rashi and Teisves. When the Gemara says Loishnev Yom Tevsheini, the Gemara has reference to Yom Tevsheini with Maaseh, that is only in the Rabbono, Zichron Nikosh. Rashi says so, and Teisves says so. So he says Loishnev Yom Tevrishi, the Chuyim, the Raisi. Loishnev Yom Tevsheini, the Raisi, the Raisi, the Raisi, the Rabbono, the Gemarishis. And we also saw that according to Teisves, insofar as Yom Tevsheini the Midrash is concerned, where it is Midraisi, called Shimol, Usmachna, Hashem Lekeche, Shidas Yomim, so according to Teisves, it's analogous to Yom Tevrishi Midrash. In other words, not only in respect to Yomish and in respect to Gozo, but even in respect to Lachem, which does not represent an imminent psu in the Hefze, but just an extremely psu, because of the legal aspect of it. He doesn't have title in the Lulev. So wherever there is a chiyuv of Lulev with the Raisi, let's say the Midrash called Shivo, so show is possible according to this. Now, the Rambam is chiyuv, and the Rambam says that this Gemara, when the Gemara says Kaposi Biton, Elishtav Yom Tevrishin, Elishtav Yom Tevsheini, so the Gemara has reference to Yom Tevsheini that is Midrais, not Yom Tevsheini that is Midrama. And the Ritva, she thinks the same way. So the Rambam Yom Chazoko and the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh can be reconciled. Rav Kapach, he assumed that the Rambam explained the Gemara like Rashi and Teisves, that when the Gemara says Loishnev Yom Tevrishin, Loishnev Yom Tevsheini, so the Gemara meant Yom Tevsheini the Rabbon Bivrazeh. So Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochoi, so that means that the Mishnah deals according to Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochoi even with Yom Tevsheini Bivrazeh, where it's only the Rabbon. And Shmuel is chayrik, and Shmuel is chayrik, and he says that the Yom Tevsheini, so goes to this kosher. There is no deal of this matter. Mashiach can according to Rashi and Teisves, if it is Yom Tevsheini Raisei, Midosh, or Shivo, so then everybody will agree that it's possible. That's the Shite of Teisves. Mashiach can Rambam. So the Rambam can explain the Gemara like the Rambam in the Ritva. So the Meila when Gemara says, Kaposi Tonolishi Yom Tevsheini, the Loishnev Yom Tevsheini. So what does it mean, the Loishnev Yom Tevsheini? Yom Tevsheini is my advice, be Mikdosh, where it's with the Haitz in the Mikdosh called Shim. So the Gemara has the Kasha Bishleime Yom Tevsheini 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 Yom Tevsheini. So you can show this possible. El will be Yom Tevsheini, so the Rambam explains that the Psul of Shol doesn't apply to Yom Tevsheini. So if the Psul of Shol doesn't apply to Yom Tevsheini, even the Yom Tevsheini that is in the Midrash in Eisen. So God should also be kosher. So Rabbi Yechon Shem says, no, Shol is kosher of Yom Tevsheini in the Midrash that is in Eisen. But God is possible because of Mitzvah Habobabe. And then Shmuel says that Gozlu is kosher, even in the Shemini, the Midosh, or Shimon, that is in the Reis, because he is Chelik on the Din of Mitzvah Avere. Whether he is Chelik on the whole Din of Mitzvah Avere, or he is Chelik on the Din of Mitzvah Avere vis-a-vis Lulev. So that's another question. Yiddish Kol Shivo, so it goes in this kosher. So if you get Machlech between Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, the Rambam Jewish Rabbi Shneh, Paskos like Rabbi Yechanan, Mishim Rabshim Nehoye, Mashiach came. Mashiachim of the king and the Rambam. So even Rabbi Yechanan will agree that it goes in this kosher. Because since it's open Rabbam, Shem Zechon Mignosh, so the Aloche of Mitzah Bom Avire does not apply to it, the Chachon did not apply the din of Mitzah Bom Avire to Yodim Shem in the Rabbam. So mainly there is no spirit. The Rambam, Birushan Mishneh, explaining the Mishneh. So he explains the Mishneh that all of us is possible because of Mitzvah Bo'aveh. That means that the Rambam applies the Mishneh not only to the Rishon, but in the other Shem. Because had he not applied only to the Rishon, he wouldn't have to resort to Mitzvah Bo'aveh. So it would be possible because of Lachem. But the Mishneh, the Rambam agrees with the Rambam's Pshat. That when Gemara says, Koposim etonu eshim etonu eshim etonu eshim, so Yom Tevshim means, Yom Tevshim the Raise, in the Yoshkol Shiva. So, Rabbi Yechon, Mishim Rabbi Shim Yechoi says, since it's with the Raise, some mele, it applies to Yom Tevshim, the Psul of Mitzvah Ma'aveir applies to Yom Tevshim also. Shmuel is held that even Yom Tevshim the Raise, so the Psul of Mitzvah Ma'aveir doesn't apply to it. Doesn't apply to it. So Shmuel is held, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechanan. Mashiachim in there, Yom HaZoko, he explicitly says, in our test, the request of Rezul in our test, Koreinu she'omarnu she'yipsulim, v'tnimum she'be'arnu, v'tnikervu v'leimu, v'yom tefrishin v'ovav, avu v'nesheni, im shor ha'yom im ha'ke kosher. What is the reference? That is obviously his reference. To Yom Tevshemi is Ma'azeh, not Yom Tevshemi in Middosh that is in the Raise. So, that in Rabbi Yechanan, according to the Rambam, when does Rabbi Yechanan say that Gosli is possibly Yom Tevshemi, only Yom Tevshemi in Middosh that is in the Raise? But Yom Tevshemi is Ma'azeh, that is only in the Rabbon and Zechar in Middosh. So even Rabbi Yechanan will agree that Gosli is not possible. So maybe there is no stira between the Rambam Bersha Mishneh and the Rabbi Yechanan.
Sukkah, Shir Peites, Chaf Beis Iyarei, Tav Shemem Aleph, May 26, 1981, on Tuesday. Test of Bezir Etaf Shemim Aleph, May 26, 1981, on Tuesday.
Now, last time we discussed the cases of Mishnahabu Bitzva Boba Beir, and we mentioned the Yerushalmi why Matzah Tzulo is not Yetzi. So one man Doma says, Ein Aviro Mitzvah. That's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is in the mitzvah there. And the Yerushalmi mentions another drosh altogether. So it's two separate halachas. The halacha of in Aviro Mitzvah, that implies that in the chepter of the mitzvah, but in the matzah, has a Shem Levi Rabeira, has a certain stigma attached to it. In Shem Levi Rabeira, it's in matzah Zulah. So then, you cannot be behind the mitzvah with such a chepter of mitzvah that has a Shem Levi Rabeira. So, as far as that halach is concerned, so it's only shayach. It's only shayach as long as it has Hashem Levi Raver. But the moment it's kenet, whether it's al the yush or al the shinumayse, if it's kenet before it becomes a chetz of mitzvah, so then we can't apply the halach of mitzvah b'maver. So that's the reason as to why the Gemara in connection with Habanker. So the Gemara says, "V'mikminu b'shina Hashem." So the Gemara says, "Mikor avu osi ba'ashte." So the Gemara says, "Mikor namu osi ishal mikor." So there is no shina Hashem, but if there had been shina Hashem, or if there had been shina Ma'ase, then he would be mikai, and we wouldn't say mitzvah b'aver. Why? Because since he's kenet through shina Hashem before he's mikai in the mitzvah with that, before he begins to be mikai in the mitzvah, so mele there is no din of mitzvah. And that's the halacha mentioned by Rabbi Yehuda of an Aviro Mitzvah.
Then the aloha mishmer Rabbeisi in mitzvah beilo, that's another aloha. That is the same ma'ise that constitutes the ma'ise avera. So the identical ma'ise constitutes the ma'ise mitzvah. So it cannot be mikayim mitzvah. In other words, you cannot have a kiyum mitzvah if the ma'ise mitzvah is the identical ma'ise as the ma'ise avera. So let's say matzok zul. Apart from the din of in avera mitzvah, because the matzah is the shem revayel avera, but since Tavre Vishasi is Mishalim Dalet, and as we see from Rambam, it's a new Ma'isek Zeile. So that means that the Achille constitutes a new Ma'isek Zeile. So the Achille is the Ma'isa Mitzvah, and the Achille is the Ma'isa Veile. So you cannot have the same Ma'isa, should constitute the Ma'isa Mitzvah and the Ma'isa Veile. That's an impossibility. So it's another halakha. Now, as a matter of fact, there is a very strange Tshuva Sorim, Tshuva Lamedalet, in the Tshuva Sorim, Tshuva Lamedalet. And the Tshuva Sarajbo, Chilik Vov, mentions the Tshuva Sorim. Tshuva, Hagele Yvseifa Pirushi, Uchshetobe Chavele Mimenu, Nishba Shvuo Hamuro, Shalo Yarzire Machi Atike. Somebody got, it was stole, sworn that belonged to a certain person, Shimon, stole, sworn that belonged to Reuben. Uchshetobe Chavelei, when Reuben claimed it, Nishba Shvuo Chamuro, so Loi died, he didn't return them. When the buyer and the owner started to claim it, but he was Meisif Pesha al Pisho. And he said, Nishba Shvuo Chamuro, Shalo Yarzirei Machi Yatikei. So he took his shvuah that he will not return his swearing until he'll make a copy of it. Yeishalo, so in other words, he did averus l'shem shamayim. Not al pidin, but l'shem shamayim. In other words, he stole it because he wanted to learn and he wanted to make a copy of it. So the Rif says, Yeishalo shlei shachins. He has three guilds, three averus. Hoyachot shgein, an averus, he's a ganav. He stole sword. Vasheni shenishba shol yeshivim miyat dehavu nitigolat tzamitz. He took his shvuah not to return it. He was mechuyim to return. Veishiv zakzila shagoza. So he's mechuyim midaraisa to return the sword immediately. He stole the sword and he took his shvuah not to return it until he'll be through copying it. So it's nitigolat tzamitz. Nitigolat tzamitz is shvuah shor. So he's either allowed the raisa. Of Rissisa Shimashel Kacholasho, Ishua Sho, Vashlishis, Shenazel of Gazlan Kishekovshe, Achash Yodu Bibo, Hariomu al Sikhi Feshaloch Macha Agane, Shalitir Atagene, Bim Shaleyosel, Kolshkin Bishalhavel. So, in other words, and then he was also Aveir, an Iser of Rissigzel, in not returning them, because even if he didn't steal it, suppose he would take it your shoes and then he would borrow it. He would borrow it for a certain time. And then he wouldn't return it. And then the owner would claim it. Give it back to me. And he says, I don't want to give it back to you. After all, I took it your shoes. And now I don't want. He'll also a ma'akif mumchavera, even though he didn't take it b'nisya. But if he's ma'akif mumchavera when the buyer claims it and he refuses to return, that also involves a nisak zeile. So it's three averes: the avere of nisik zeile, and the avere of nivulat tzamitzu av shulasho, and the third avere in not returning what the Bible is tevaya. Then he says, "Vigam oisei mitzvah shenischavlo loyolsa biyom." It's not. One could say, "All right, he was able to fill up three suri," but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Mikael. After all, he copied, he learned those for him, and he made a copy of it. So he says, V'kameise mitzvah shem yischavlo, lo'y also biyode, ki nitna, esri kagozul posl, dehavali mitzvah bovavir. Strange Rif. So the Rif says, not only he was aver several lavim, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah was not Mikael. So why wasn't he Mikayim? Like Esri Kagoso, the Havel Yisabon Aveira. Now, the Havel Yisabon Aveira. Now, when you, so the first din of Mitzavon Avire, which implies that the heft of the mitzvah has a Shem Levi of Avire, so it cannot be used as a heft of mitzvah. So that's not Chayach. We can be learning from scrolling that are stolen, because if you learn, let's say you steal a Gemara, or you steal a Rambam, a Shulchan Aruch, and you learn from it, is the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Gemara, is a Heftzah of Mitzvah? It's not a Heftzah of Mitzvah, it's only means. It's not a Heftzah of Mitzvah. Bishleime, let's say, if he had discussed the case of his stolen Sifatireh, so where you have to read it with a Hasifah, and not according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, so there you are the kind of mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, even if you read it from a Chumash, and even if you read it Baal Peh. The whole Indian of reading it with a Hasifah HaTorah is only with a Kriyas HaTorah. That is just Rambam. So, but not according to the Rambam. The Asam Rishayim are Chilik on the Rambam. The Rashbo is Chilik on the Rambam. So, and he holds that if you read Baal Peh, so you have the kind of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah over here. So over there, you could say that the Sifat Torah is the heft of the mitzvah, because you have to read it mitei haseifa, and if the Sifat Torah is stolen, some melech kadisham levayu avir. But here he talks about sefer perushim, tirush baal peh, for it. So there, the Gemara is not the heft of mitzvah. It's the Gemara is only a means to enable him to learn. He doesn't know the Gemara by heart, so how can he learn it? Miteich Hagmor. But it's not a Heftzah of a mitzvah. So how can we apply the aloche of Esrik HaGozel, where there the aloche is in Aveira mitzvah, because the Heftzah of the mitzvah, the Lulev, the Suke, I mean, so Hezi Shem Levayu Aveira, here it's not a Heftzah of a mitzvah, the Gemara. But the other thing is also Finnish, but we can understand it. Because if he's when not because of the Shem Levayu Avir, because of the other halacha of mitzvah bon Avir, the Rabbi Yisrael Yerushalmi mentions of a mitzvah Avir, if the same ma'aseh that constitutes the ma'aseh Avir also constitutes the ma'aseh mitzvah. Now, when you learn mitech haGemara, and that Gemara is stolen, it's gozel. So when you learn from the stolen Gemara, so that means you are mishtamish with the balance mome. So every word that you read from the Gemara that is stolen involves a new avera of zeile, because Sheol Shalemi does, even if he didn't gazel it, he just, in order to keep it, but just to be mishtamish, so he's a gazel. And here he is a Sheol Shalemi das. His intention was to return it ultimately, only to keep it for a few days, So that he'll be able to copy that sefer. Copy that sefer. So he's a Sheol Shalemi das, he's a gazlan. And every tashlish that is mishtamish involves a new Yisak Zeile. So with the learning, that constitutes the Ma'isaber of Zeile. And he's mikayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with the learning from the sefer. So in the same Ma'is. So when the Rif says that he's not mikayim mitzvah Talmud Torah because of mitzvah avom avere, he doesn't mean the first din of mitzvah avom avere that Rabbi Yehoshua Yerushalmi mentions, but he means the second din that Rabbi Yehoshua Yerushalmi mentions of a mitzvah avere. So it's a big chiddush, even from the point of view of Rabbi Yehoshua's din of a mitzvah avere. But we can only understand the din from the point of view of Rabbi Yehoshua's din, from the point of view of Rabbi Yehoshua's din of a Navira mitzvah, that if the heft of the mitzvah is Shem Levayu Avira, you cannot be mikayim the mitzvah with such a heft of mitzvah. That's not Chayav Talmud Torah. Certainly when Talmud Torah of Torah Shebaal Peh, Ligabei Kriyas HaTorah, maybe, according to the Rashbo, maybe. But Ligabei Sefer Perushim, Torah Shebaal Peh, it's not a heft of the mitzvah. It's only a means to learn. So the Rif can only be explained on the basis of this other halacha of Mitzvah Avir. But It seems that this din that is mentioned by Yerushalmei is of a mitzvah avere, which is something distinct, something independent of the first din of mitzvah avere, of an avere mitzvah, is mentioned in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches. Now, I suppose you have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in the same Gemara. Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda, in the middle of the Om, that Chof Ches Amud Aleph, B'shei Fershalei Lo Lo Yiska, V'im Toka Yotso, B'shei Fershal Shlomim Lo Yiska, V'im Toka Lo Yotso, so Shei Fershalei Lo Chatfile, so you are not supposed to use for a shefer, even a shefer of oil, of a called mail. But the Eved, you are eight. Shefer shall shalom him, so even the Eved, you are not eight. Why? So the Gemara says, my time, Eilev as Mile. So Eilev is Mile, and Kim Dimoel Bonat, Kim Lechum. The Aloch is that when you are male, be shaking in Hedesh, so you are higher mile, but it's Yetzel Chum as a result of the mile, you are Yetzel Chum. So the mile, since it is Yetzel Chum, so the mile, is the kind of mitzvah of Shefer, because it's Yetzel Chum. But Shlomi, there is no mile, Shlomi is Kochin Kali, and there is no mile. So, and Shlomo in Kochin Kalim is Mom in Bailim, so there is no Mile, Bishay, my Tema, Oile Bas Mile, Kim Di Moel Bo Naaf Lechum, Shlomo in Lav Nan Mile Ninu, Usilu De Rochevu, Vel Naaf Lechum. So even after he's Nishtamish with the Sheikh of Shlomo, it's still not Yitzel Lechum, because Shlomo is Kochin Kalim, Kochin Kalim is Mom in Bailim, so Mile, there is no Mile, if there is no Mile, it's not Yitzel Lechum. So at the end, it remains Hekdesh. So since it remains Hekdesh, and he has an oil from it, so he is not Yetzel Mitzvah Shefer. So the Maskev Lerove, Eimes Ayim Oyel Mibosad Yitoka, Kitoka V'Yisur Etoka. So Rove has the Kashe, why do we say B'Shefer Shalom? So it's Loitzka, V'Yim Toka V'Yotzo, because it's Yotzo Lechum, but when is it Yetzel Lechum? After he was Mishtamish there. And when does he have to be in the kind of Mitzvah? When is Mishtamish? When he blows? So at that time, it wasn't Yetzel Lechum as well. So it was the Yisrael. So the Tkia, the blowing of the Shefer was the Yisrael. So Mele, how can it be Yetzel? Elo Mabot, Echot Ze, Ve Echot Ze, Lo Yotz. That even B'Shefer Shalelo is Lo Yotz. Why? Why Lo Yotz? Because true, it is Yetzel Lechum as a result of Mele. So it's Yetzel Lechum after, upon the conclusion of the blowing. But in the course of the blowing, it was still Hekdesh, not full. And it's also Banoi. So at first, Rabbi held that mitzvah Lehanesnitim. So Meili was in there. The Yisra'anoi, Meil Behekdesh. So Meil is not Mikan Mitzvah. Then, Hodoroma Rabbi, Hodoroma. Then Rabbi was Chazia. Echodze, even in Shlomi. Is Yotzo, Mitzvah Slavensi. So in other words, he was not either of it. So the only reason as to why he is Yetzeh, Robin Maskone says, because Mitzvah Slavensi. Because true, it, Shlomim doesn't go out of home. Because there is no Mile. Eile does go out of home, but he goes out of home after the conclusion of the Tkiyah. Of the Tkiyah. So then it is of the blowing. So then it is Yetzel Lechum. But in the course of the blowing, it was still Hekdesh. So it was So at first Rabbi said he's not Yetzel because he was Eveya. Because at first Rabbi assumed that Mitzvah Slahen is Nitnu. If Mitzvah Slahen is Nitnu, so by blowing, even though it didn't derive any personal benefit other than the benefit that is inherent in the Kima Mitzvah. But still, Mitzvah Slahen is Nitnu. So the Hanoi of Kima Mitzvah is also Hanoi that comes within the Yisra Hanoi of Hedesh. So Mele is not it. Then Rabbi Maskone says, Mitzvah Slahen is Nitnu. So in other words, that kind of Hanoi is nothing worse. But if we want to assume, as long as Rabbi assumes that Mitzvah Slahen is Nitnu, that the mitzvah of Kirma Mitzvah, the Hanoya of Kirma Mitzvah, comes within the Yisra Hanoya of Hekdesh, so then it's not Mikhail Mitzvah of Shefa. Why should it be Mikhail Mitzvah of Shefa? So you could say, because of the other din of Mitzvah of Avera, because it has a Shem Levi of Avera. Now, so first of all, what kind of a Shem Levi of Avera does it take? Let's say Matzuk Zulo has a Shem Levi of Avera, but Shefa Shal Hekdesh, it's also banoye. There is certainly no stigma attached on the contrary, it's also banoye. Because it's Kodesh, because it's Hekdesh. So it doesn't tell me Shem Levi Vavera. And then something else. The Rambam says, the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilcha Shefa Halacha Gimel said as follows: Shefa Shalakum in taking them v'chatchila v'imtok ayotz v'shalir al dachas imtok aboylo yotz. Why shalir al dachas b'chol yotz? That's because of Ktusa Dachdeshur. Because ir al dachas slalov ir al dachas requires Reifa. So and Shefa also has a shear. So since it requires Reifa, so the shear is like Ktusa Dachdeshur. Shefer Hagozo, Shetoka de Yotso, Shena Mitzve Elo Bishlias Hakeo. Bishlias Hakeo, Apopishaloino Gabe, Veluidbia Shemea Yotso, Vein Bikel Din Gezo. So Shefer Hagozo, the Alohi is Sukogzulo. Alright, Sukkot, we have a special Dirsa Kosov, but the Yisra says, all the Rishenim, apart from the special Dirsa Kosov, it should not be Eitzeh because of Mitzvah Bon Avera. That's the kasha, why does Gemara have to resort to a special post? But the din of Mitzvah Bon Avera applies to Sukkot also. Lule Vagozo, Esrik Hagozo, Sukkot Zero. So it cannot be Mikhail Mitzvah because of Mitzvah Bon Avera. So you should say, Shefer Hagozo also because of Mitzvah Bon Avera. So he says, Shefer Hagozo Yah Mikhail. Why? Shina mitzvah bishlias akel, apokishal nogate, viluidbiye, hashileya yotso, they be killed in Gezel. And that's Yerushalm. It's Yerushalm. And be killed in Gezel. What does it mean, be killed in Gezel? Because that is in harmony with the Yerushalm in Shabbos, in Pirko Erech, that the distinction between Matzot Zulo and Hitzi Matzot Yerushalabim, because Tamon Hamatzi Avera, Bram Hochein Hamatzi Avera. In other words, because Mitzvah Bom Avera depends upon the Shem Levi of Avera that the heft of the Mitzvah has. So Matzah is a heft of Mitzvah. That's the subject matter of the Mitzvah. Sukkah is a heft of Mitzvah. Esrik Lulevin is a heft of Mitzvah. Masha'in Kein Shefer, since the Mitzvah Yamekayim with the call, not with the tangible Shefer, but with the call. The call does not have Shem Levi of Avera. The Shefer, even though the call comes out from Shefer, that is Gozel, but the call itself, the intangible call, does not have Ishem Levi Avera. The tangible Shefer has Ishem Levi Avera. So if the Shefer had been the heft of the Mitzvah, fine, but the Shefer is not the heft of the Mitzvah, the call is the heft of the Mitzvah. For example, there is Aloch of Zekir Levi Avera, Ruev Noye, Esrik Noye, Sifat Torah Noye, I mean, Tzitzis Noye, it has to be beautiful. The heft of the mitzvah has to be beautiful. Does the aloche of Zekeli Vamveil imply that the shefer has to look beautiful? Doesn't matter. It can look as awkward as you could conceive. So there is no chesom in the shefer from the point of view of Zekeli Vamveil. Why? Because Zekeli Vamveil implies that the heft of the mitzvah has to be beautiful. The heft of the mitzvah has to be beautiful. But the shefer is not the heft of the mitzvah. The call is the heft of the mitzvah. Is the heft of the mitzvah. The intangible call is the heft of the mitzvah. That's why the Rambam means in the building gezel. So the Mele, we couldn't explain. We couldn't, or then he says, V'chein shefer shalilo, lo yiskate, v'im toka yotzo, she'im v'keil v'mile, v'im teimea, v'alei, ne'ene v'shmiya sakoyo, So why do we say Shiva Shalelo in Toka is Yotso? So after all, Shiva Shal Shlomi, after all, he was able to Ramoy of Egdesh. Mitzvah will let us leave. Lifiko, Hamuda Ramoy Bishaiva Hamuda Litkeya Bitkesha Mitzvah. So it doesn't involve any Yisrael. But if mitzvahs had been leheles nitnu, then he wouldn't have had a mitzvah. And the basis of which aloha? Of the first deal of his Abba Mavere, of Shem Levayo Mavere, by Shifra is not China, because he'd be killed in Gezel. So Shifra Gozo, in regard to Shifra Gozo, we don't apply the aloha of his Abba Mavere. How can we apply it here in regard to Shifra Shalayo? So obviously it's on the basis of the other aloha of Mitzvah Mavire, that if the same Maise that constitutes the Maise Mitzvah also constitutes the Maise Avere, the same Maise that constitutes the Maise Avere could not constitute the Maise Mitzvah. That's the aloha. But, so if Mitzvah said Bilu Hanis Nitnu, then there would be a Maise Avere constituting the same Maise as the Maise Mitzvah. But since Mitzvah is Lavlens, so we see from this Gemore that there is another din of Mitzvah Mavere, apart from the din of an Avira Mitzvah, that if the heft of the Mitzvah has a Shem Levi Avira, he couldn't be Mikhail the Mitzvah with it. There is another Halacha, that if the same Maise that constitutes the Maise Mitzvah also constitutes Maise Avira, you cannot be Mikhail. You cannot have a Maise that is both a Maise Mitzvah and a Maise Avira. So, by Meitzi Matzo, which is Rabbi Mitzvah tonight, so it's not the same Maise, it just happens to culminate in the same moment, because the Maise Avere consists of the Anoche, and the Maise Mitzvah consists of Achille. So, it's different Maises, but it happens with the Bria of the Matzah is the Anoche. So, it's the same time, but it's different Maises. Machenke, Matzobzulo. So there is the same Maise, because Tafno Ishasi and Mishal Dalet. So it's a new Maise Zele. So when he eats the Matzobzulo, so again, there is a new Maise Zele. A new Maise Zele. And Maise Zele consists of what? Of the Achille. Of the Tafno Ishasi. And the Maise Mitzre consists of the Achille. So the same Maise that constitutes the Maise Avele could not constitute the Maise Mitzre. That's the other Allah. That's the other aloha that the Yerushalmi makes. And the Raya is from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Now, I want to mention what the Rambam says in Pirsha Mishnah in Midor, Daf Yudzai. Now the aloha is, everybody knows that aloha, that Shvue is not Chol Livat Olam Mitzvah, but neither is Chol Livat Olam Mitzvah. Why is Yishvue chol and shvue not chol, and neder is chol, because neder is an isachet, and shvue is an isachet. So the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnah, in the second period, daf tezayin. So he says as follows. Oh, v'yomu benidori mosa, v'fishuosa gufa dora shol yiskayim amitzvah. אלא בייסי דולמותה, כן שיעשה סוכה זולו, שחוזרו ישיבוס האוויר, שיהיה עניוני בוי כמוי, כמי שלא ימצא בו לפסח למצו שיעשו לו, ואחיר, כן שתהיה טבע או הקדש, שאוסר אולו וחילוסו, לפי שהוא מצווה הבור באוויר, וזה יסי הסבורי בייסנדורים, חולים על כל דובו, שיחייב איסר גוף זה הדובו, ביטול מצווה ססי, אבל כל זמן שמחייב עצמי קום, קורא שיעשה מצווה, יוכל לקיים הנדר ולעשת המצווה. So the Rambam explains why we say, because the halacha that neder is chala dvar mitzvah implies two things. Not only that if you are asa, other rishonim say the same thing. Let's say, suppose he says, kenim sukkah olai, or kenim matzah olai, Bilila Pesach. So it's hal. Neder is hal dvar mitzvah. So not only it's hal, and if he eats the matzah, so he's able to yachid vroi. Suppose he eats the matzah, so we could say, all right, he's able to yachid vroi, but the mitzvah of achilas matzah is mikach. He said, kenim yishiva sukkah olai. So he's also to leishiva sukkah. because of this, of the Yachud Vorei, because Neder is Chalulat Va Mitzvah. But suppose he didn't, so he's even Avere, but the Mitzvah of Sukkah, he was Mikayim. No. The Rambam, the other Hashem say, if somebody said, Kenim Yisukah Lai, or Kenim Matzah Lai, and then he ate the Matzah, that he asked the Neder, or he said in the Sukkah, that he asked the Neder, so not only was he either a Mitzvah of Yachud Vorei, he was not Mikayim the Mitzvah of Matzah, he was not Mikayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Why? Because it's a mitzvah above Avere. So the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh mentions the same thing just as you are not Mikayim. So he says, so Elo Matzah Sheyasur Olo Bachile Kin Shetiyeh Tevu Hegdesh She Oso Olo Bachilosom With Yishu Mitzvah Above Avere. So why is Matzah Shel Tevu not Mikayim Mitzvah of Matzah? Because it's above Avere. Teitzes here as Sikashe. Why does the Gemara have to resolve this special Drasakos? And yet in the Matzah, the Tevu Igorish Limikor, without recourse to the special Drasakos, he couldn't be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Matzah with the Matzah Shel Tevu because of the Mitzvah of Avera. So we said that Teisves does not mean the first din of Mitzvah of Avera, of Shem Levi Avera. First of all, what kind of Shem Levayim Avera is it? Even if we were to assume that the Tevu is a Nisachet, first of all, the Ram is the Tevu is a Nisachet. Alright, Tesis is not Mishubet the Ram, so Tesis can be Chilek and Ram, and hold the Tevu and all the Misure Achille are Nisachet. But it's not like Gozu or Avizore. So there is a Shem Levayim Avera, there is a stigma that it's a Shem Levayim Avera, but can you say, Matzah Shel Hegdesh or Matzah Shel Tevu, so has a stigma, there's a stigma attached to the Matzah Shel Tevu just because it's also Bachile. Even if we were to assume that it's a Nisachet, so it's not, there is no stigma attached to it. And especially according to the Rambam, that Mitzuri are Isagavre. So how could we say Mitzvah Bo Mavere? The answer is, so we said, Tesis means the other din of Mitzvah Bo Mavere. Tesis means the other din of Mitzvah Bo Mavere. In other words, of a Mitzvah Avere, that in the same Maise that constitutes a Maise Mitzvah, constitutes a Maise Avere, you couldn't be Mikayim a Mitzvah. You cannot be Mikayim a Mitzvah with the Maise, a Mitzvah that is also the same Maise, is also a Maise Avere. And Yerushalmi learns out this halacha from Ilah Mitzvahs, that if the Maise Mitzvah cannot be a Maise Avera, cannot be a Maise Mitzvah, the same Maise. So this is what Tesis means. Why do we have to resort to a special posik? Without a special posik, because of Rabbi Yis's din of Mitzvah Bo Mavere. Now, Rashi, so Tesis says that the Kasha, because the Gemara says, Midnight Hamad Lima, we say, Lol of Chomets. Me, she is Surah, Mishim Balti, Lol of Chomets. Yotso say, she is Surah, Mishim Balti, Lol of Chomets. El Mishim Balti, Lol of Chomets. Now, so, Rashi mentions, in that Lamed Heil, Lamed Beis, Im Sochim, Vatul Hochel, in regard to Tevo. So he says, Vatul Hochel, Mitzvah, Bo, Baveri, Choshev, Lol. So why aren't you Yitzeh with the Matzah Shel Tevu? Because of the Mitzvah of Aver. That's in the middle of that Lamed Hei Omed Beit. On top of Lamed Hei Omed Aleph. So the Gemara, in explaining the Gemara, Yitzeh Bidmai, the Mishnah says, you cannot be Yitzeh Kazayis Matzeh Pesach Nalit by eating the Matzah Shel Tevu. But Matzah Shel Mai, you can be Yitzeh. So the Gemara says, Kashe, Mai Olech Ozalei. So the Gemara gives the teret, kiv di boye mafkel in nichse, havoni, veichel, mai, hashtenam echozelei, now machilin sanim mai. So there is a special kule, in view of the fact that mai is always in the Rabbanon, so there is a special kule that you are allowed to give mai to anim. Tani. So that's the reason as to why he's yetzed with mai, because it's mutal anim. So there are two pshat in the Rishayim. Some Rishayim explain it, that when does the Mishnah say that you are Yetzeh with the Matzah of Mai only if he is an Oni? But if he's not an Oni, then you're not Yetzeh. And some Rishayim say, no, since he has the migay of being mafki all his nechosim and be an oni. So mimele, even if he is not mafki, I think that the two pshotim and rishenim are totally in that child. Those rishenim who say that even if he was not mafki his nechosim, but since he is able to be mafki his nechosim, and then he will be allowed to eat. Did my, even though he was not mafkid the chosim, he's also the kind of mitzvah. These rishenim were explained that way, and that's the Russian thesis also. Those rishenim were explained that way, so apparently they reject the other din of mitzvah avera, of the mitzvah avera. But only the first din of mitzvah avera, if the chefetz of the mitzvah is a shevle by avera. So the melee, they say that Tevel is a Nisachetze, and we can say, he can say, Mitzvah Mavera, even though there is no stigma that it's not like Gozlo or Avizore, but since it has a Shemisa, and the Chetz is Osea, so it also has a Shemulai Mavera. It's possible to say it that way. If we say the Tevel, not like Ram, the Tevel is a Nisachetze. So there, it's possible to explain that on that basis. So the melee, so Tevu Nabmai, so has no way of becoming Mutea. So the melee, the Isa could not be Poka from the Tevu, unless you are Sakin, so then it's not Tevu anymore. But as long as it's Tevu, so the Isa could not be Poka, so the melee it has a Shemi Vayavir. Mashin came Tevu Shomai in view of the fact that without being misakin, he has a way of making it mutar, so maybe he doesn't have a shamulai rabbeh. Doesn't have shamulai rabbeh. Mashin came the rishenim who say that when does the Gemara say that Yeitzin be Tevu Shomai only if he was mafkir in chosi, and he isn't. But if, as long as he wasn't mafkid in the chosim, and he ate, while he was in Oshia, he ate matzah shel mai, then he's not the kind of mitzvah, because they hold that beside, that there is another din of mitzvah bo mavere, of a mitzvah avere, that the same maise that constitutes the avere could not constitute the maise mitzvah. That maise mitzvah. So mimele, even though he has a migge of being mafkid l'chosim, but he wasn't mafkid l'chosim. So the mele with the achille he did the ma'isavere with rabbonon, and so the achille is the ma'isavere with rabbonon, and the achille is also the ma'isavitzve. So the same ma'isa that is the ma'isavere, he cannot be mikayin the mitzvah. That is the lecha. Now Rashi, so Rashi says, Mayo l'chosale, v'amrinu l'kamon. Mishi Sure Mishim Bautechu Chomets Levade Adi Yitzibo Lishumatze Yotzo Mishi Yishle Yisrachir Iname Havali Mitzvah Bo Bavet. So Rashi makes a stupshot. According to the first portion, it's a special Zeras HaKosti. According to the second portion in Rashi, so the reason as to why the Matzah Shel Tevu Yonat Yitzi is because of Mitzvah Bo Bavet. Of mitzvah bo ba'avere. So in other words, and the Rambam is also like that, like Rashi's second portion of Psochim, because the Rambam in Pirush HaMishne says, so shel mishol nimtzo b'lo ha'pesach el matzo shi asur olo v'achilet kin shi ki yetevu o yehekdesh shel osur olo v'achiloson lifi shu mitzvah bo ba'avere. And it's mashma, but Gemara mentions the posik v'seich lolo. The Gemara mentions the pasuk "Lesechu l'chometz mishim suray mishim baltechu l'chometz yotzo zeh misuray mishim baltechu chometz el mishim baltechu tevel." So, according to the Rambam, we see that this, when the Gemara says yotzo zeh misuray mishim baltechu chometz el mishim baltechu tevel, that gufe is why it's not a new yalfuse. That's the pshat in this Gemara. Why yotzo zeh misuray mishim baltechu chometz el mishim baltechu tevel? Because of mitzvah bo mavere. So this Yalfuse is expressive of the aloch of mitzvah ba'avire of a mitzvah. So that we see is the shittas Rambam. Alright. Now, kiyakrif mikem, the next thesis. Kiyakrif mikem omer achmone, bilav jideyu, Teime di Bilrube, mi mai gozo mi rechsiv kabone, roche mi mai gozo mi rechsiv mi kem. Vi afo gab di kine meki osam bi gezm, because we come de chavre, vi komo kim koshe le mandu le meik, me le yoche, ne ito yoche. Vi eit koshe di osam ashma, vi tnei yushni tzorech ho, vi gozo kabone le agoz, vi komo ari chedome. Il hini vi tnei yush, lo mo mikro. Now, let's see the Gemara. There is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisif. That's a machlok. Rabbi Yisif says that Yush Kiddi is nothing. Yush Kiddi is nothing. Nothing the Reis and nothing the Rabbi. Rabbi says Yush Kiddi is king. But he has his topic whether it's king only the Reis, Yush Kiddi by Gazlan, or it's king only the Rabbi. But it's king. The whole apoch is in the Rabbi. Now, how could the Rabbanon be misakin? Because of Kebes Nef. So Rabbi says there, Yush, Amr Rabbanon Mikne, Mio Yadino, Ni the Reis of the Rabbanon, Ni the Reis of the Baba Mitzavei, Mitzavei Yolav Kim Yayish Mor, Bnei Mikam Yitzel Yoli Konelei, Hay Nami Kim Yayish Mor, Ei Konelei, Al Mekone, Oy Dilu Midami Va Aveide, Aveide Hu Dechos Al Yodi Betei Vasem Yodi, Aval Hay Kim Yishos Al Yodi, Mid Rabbanonu, Doma Rabbono nicknamed Takones Hashovi. So he's definitely Kenan according to Rav. But the Shaili is a Kenan Midraise because we learn out from Hashovi Saveide. So just as Yush Kiddi is Kenan Barveide, so we learn out Gazlan is also Kenan just with Yush. Oh, no, we cannot learn out Midraise from Aveide because Barveide is Betir also Yode, but here is Bisu also Yode. So, but if so, so then it's Kenan only Rabbon. But Kain it is, and perhaps with Reis. The Rav Yisif Omar, Yush and Kain are from Rabbah. So then, the Gemara says, Kashi, Eish Rabbah Yile Rav, you have one alternative, that Yush is Kain even with Reis. Korbonei Vol Yagoz, Hei Chadon, Ile Ile Lifnei Yush, Lomo Mikro, Pshit, Elo, why you need a posit, that if somebody, he gathered, if Shimon gathered the hinder from Ruvin, and then he was madmish before Ruvin was misyayish, so he cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of a chovis korban with that behemoth pshite. In other words, because if it's lifnei yush, it might be yush, so the hekdesh is mitzvah mechal. Elu lav acha yush shma mino yush likon. Because if yush kiddi is kone, so why does the Torah say korbonei lo yagozu? He should be mikayim. The korban should be kosher, because after all, at the time when he was madmishet, it was already his behemoth. What did he say? Alright, so the Gemara says, Omer Rove, Utamacho, all the time, Mishkov, and Lagos, and Hedon, and Lilo, and Nikol, and Lab, the Mishkov, Mikel, Mandola, Shino, Maisel, and Kone, and Maisel, and Maimad, and Mishkov, and Havre, or Hanam, Nikol, and Kovn, and Havre. So there are two shot in Rashi, in Gozel, Kovn,